This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Mike Lindell will be joining us in just a moment. And we're also going to have with us tonight Sheriff Mack at about the 6:30 Central Time, because there's a big event coming up July 12th, and Mike will be one of the keynote speakers there. And so Sheriff Mack, who is organizing it, will be with us at 6:30 Central Time tonight. Mike, welcome to your own show.
Well, I'm always about 2 minutes behind here. I'm juggling so much. It's just, I'll tell you, I thought, you know, in my life, Brandon, if anyone reads my book, I think all the chaos back then and the controlled chaos, back then it was kind of uncontrolled chaos, but all these different things going on. I think that was a lot of training for right now where I got a notebook here. I have like six notebooks with all different things going on at horizontal tracks. And then you might have one sheet where there's six states going on at the same time. But I got a great team of people, and it's very challenging, you know, but I never get bored. I don't get bored. And I'll tell you, I had one of the best days, probably it's historic. I'll just say that I got news this morning that there was, very big, everybody, pieces of evidence, cyber evidence from the 2020 election that we didn't even know before that now we have. I'm just like so excited, validated, multiple sources. And we also found from another source, a completely different cyber guy. He found, more evidence from the Mesa data, which we have right up here in Frank's Beach. So all you horrible journalists out there that are watching tonight, you might want to take a look there and look at what I'm talking about and get your cyber guys ready. There's more to come. And it's very readable and understandable. And when we have our event, everybody, August 20th and 21st, that will be one of the most historical events this country or world has ever seen. We're going to be live streaming it right here on Lindell TV on Frank's Beach, 48 hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and flip it on its head like we did the cyber symposium. We're invites. We're going to be buying. If you haven't got your invite yet, you will be getting it. Any leaders, influencers, pastors out there, churches, any big influencers, and then also our grassroots that are in all 50 states. Talk to them just about weekly. It's like a big hub of wheel, and it's going to be the most educational, and then what to do. We're going to have breakouts with all the states too. A lot of these states have already seen the first day of what's going to be on the stage. So those grassroots have already seen a lot of that. So with them, we're having breakouts. So we're giving them hands-on instruction. What's going to be going on in your state? What has went on in your state? What's going on with whether it's lawsuits, whether it's things that you can do at the grassroots level, FOIA requests, canvassing. Where we're at as a country. So you're it's going to be educated. But one of the things I wanted to put in there, Brandon, was what the law enforcement can do if you're a sheriff. Well, then I find out that there's this event this week in Las Vegas. This was about two weeks ago. I found out about this event. That's exactly what this is with Sheriff Mack, who's coming on our show tonight. He's the moderator, and he's going to have all these sheriffs there and basically say what you can do. And I believe it ties into the 2,000 meals, because everybody says, what can we do with all these guys that committed felonies right on government cameras? So, and by the way, everybody, remember, that's just another way they cheated. You know, it's another way that they cheated. Remember, we have the overseas votes that almost all of them went to Biden. That's a whole nother deal that by email. We have all the cyber attack, which was, you know, where Donald Trump won 82 million to about 65 million right in that area. We're still looking. He might have won states like New York. I mean, this is stuff that's coming in every day, Brandon, as we the onion just keeps unfolding. But Sheriff Nack is going to be, we'll have him on tonight, but by the way, they invited me to be a speaker. I'm going to be a speaker there in the afternoon on a panel.
And we're carrying it. We're carrying it here on Lindell TV.
Yeah, you're going to be carrying it. You'll be carrying it at, and you know, I got the schedule now. I'm looking at it. So right here on Lindell TV, I believe it would start at noon. Is that what you have, Brandon?
Yes.
Central time?
Yes.
All right. So you will start at noon, and that's all the law enforcement area that's going to tell you what crimes were committed. That you can see with 2,000 meals and what they can do in their local law enforcement can do. And then Brandon, it looks like there'll be a break. Maybe you can keep people entertained or something till it looks like at 2:30, it would be 2:30. That's when I speak, 2:30 Central Time, everybody. Anyway, we'll have we'll let you know we'll let everybody know on Monday about the times, huh, Brandon?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, this is a Las Vegas press conference. This is a big press conference, but you can only see the whole live stream right here on Lindell TV. So,
Lindell TV 2.
Yeah, we have an exclusive. I'm so excited, everybody. Great news. Every state, I just talked to, I'm not going to say who the plaintiffs are going to be in South Dakota. The South Dakota preliminary injunction is ready to launch. We've showed the evidence to the people involved. And remember, in South Dakota, 42,000 votes were stolen from Donald Trump. Every single county in South Dakota. Okay, remember, an algorithm runs through all the machines, everybody. They don't have to be online. It doesn't matter what brand it is, if it's ESNS or Dominion or who it is. It doesn't matter. Computers are computers. It doesn't matter. My computer can still talk to yours if they're different brands. But there's just great news. We had Garland Favorito on last night telling us about all the recounts going on in Georgia. We've got lawsuits going on. Things are moving great in Arizona and Alabama. I reached out to the state of Texas. We're going to be ready. We're coming for Texas, Brandon, with a preliminary injunction there to get rid of the machines. We're coming for Florida. lots of stuff going on in Louisiana. I'm very excited about Louisiana, but we've got all these great things going on. But one of the biggest things is the stuff that we've got today that was validated. I've been waiting a long time to get this certain piece validated. And you guys, I can literally, I believe, bring it to, how about those $1.3 billion lawsuits? Well, I believe we're going to be able to just take that and go, now what do you have to say? You know, I can't wait. I cannot wait. You know, I've been vindicated, and anyone else that everyone knows there was election crime. Even every single journalist watching right now, they all know there was election crime. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I guess a lot of them are going to go, Mike, will you say that I didn't really write those terrible things that you were a conspiracy theorist? Yeah, sure. You know, I will. Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you know what's funny, Brandon, is one of the pieces from the Mesa County that Alan Duke had, that just got, that now, what he had in his possession, When we get this now, what we just got today, we're going to show it to y'all and tell you what it means. And all Alan Duke, it'll be a double shame on you. Shame, we could call the shirt Shame on You, Alan Duke, too, you know. I mean, it's just what he had. You guys got to realize he's the Facebook fact checker for Facebook and Twitter, where he covers our stuff up. Everybody's up all last year. Shame on you, Alan Duke. And then I give him the evidence, and instead of coming out and saying, whoa, Mike was right. Yeah, here it is, America. And he tells me he's a patriot or a veteran or something. And he said he's a Christian. I go, you know what, Alan? What does that have to do with what you're doing right now, being a traitor to our country? You know, even if you are those things that, you know, which I don't believe anybody, especially that got the evidence and sits there and doesn't say anything, you know. All these people out there, all you people out there watching, like you journalists, you now know. You know why I think they choose not to do it? Some of these journalists, Brand, that choose not to look at it here on Frank's Speech and to look at the evidence, go right down the thing there and click on bombshell proof. I think, you know why they choose not to look? Because then they can still lie and say, there's no evidence. I haven't seen any evidence. And here's a good example, everybody. The United States government, what's it called, Brandon? CISA?
CISA, the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency.
You guys, I had a terrible journalist yesterday from NBC interview me, and she said, well, what do you have to say about CISA? They said that the machines are all vulnerable, but they couldn't find any evidence that the election could be overturned, that the election was stolen. And I said to her, you got to look for the evidence. Well, you got to go out there and see the evidence. They didn't click on Frank's Speech, did they, Brandon?
No, they
didn't. Go down and look at it. What CISA did is their statement was, in fact, could be, you know, in a court of law, they could be true, because you know what they did? They took the report of the Dominion thing from Halderman. They took that report that said these machines are vulnerable. They all have vulnerabilities. But they looked in there and they said, well, we don't see anything where the election was flipped in this report. That's all they did. They just said in the report, because they're reporting on his report. You know that.
Right.
So CISA reported on Halderman report, which they've been trying to hide from the public for 2 years now, everybody. 2 years. They hired this Halderman, Professor Halderman, who, by the way, is not a Trump guy, and he's not, I don't believe, I think he's a Democrat. That part, I'm just telling you what he is, because it's not like, oh, that he's lying about something. He looked into this, and Halderman also in 2018, Brandon, said, we cannot use machines, as all the Democrats did, including corrupt Harry Hershey.
And Kamala herself's on video talking about going to paper.
That's right, exactly. They all were. Now, what CISA did, everybody, just so you know, this is only a month ago, everybody. They came out and they looked at the Halderman report because Brad Raffensperger, the judge, would not release it to the public for you to see. They would not release it to the Secretary of State of the state of Louisiana, who said, I need to see that Halderman report. We're one of those states that are vulnerable. And you know what they did, Brand? They said, I'm sorry, you don't get to look at it. We're going to let the government and Dominion look at it. They gave it to Dominion and they gave it to CISA. So CISA looked at the report and then they did a report based on the report and said, yes, there are vulnerabilities in the machines that should be addressed. But we didn't see any report of election fraud. Well, in Halderman's report, that's not what he was reporting. He was reporting a blank machine. Look at this machine and say if it's bad. So people need to understand that. The government that really CISA didn't lie, they're telling you in every state, they're telling you guys, don't use the machines. You're taking a gamble. You're gambling your country. You're gambling everything, the American dream. You're gambling everything we have. We rolled the dice, and you know what? They stole our country like they did Venezuela. That was the first country they stole. We've got a chance by the grace of God. We get one shot at this. Get rid of the machines now. If we don't, We will never, ever get rid of them because the people in power in this country, call it the Uniparty, call it the deep state, call it China, you know, call them all that combined, the Democrat Party, who doesn't really care that they're on the side of a stolen election or a stolen country. And I'm talking about the party, not the people, Brandon. You never get it back, because I guarantee you this group is never going to vote out those machines, ever. So we know this, everybody. We also know that the Republican Party, all the coward legislatures out there, they let the whole country down. Not all of them. There were a few. Your Tim Rampins and other, you know, over in Wisconsin, you know, that stuck out. Doug Mastriano, different ones like that that were in the legislature and Senate that said, "Hey, we got to do something here. We got to do something." But the rest of them did nothing, Brandon. They were cowards, traitors. I call them traitors. They had a chance to save our country, but they failed us. Their railroad track is running out of time. Do you know on September 3rd, every machine company in this country can delete the 2020 election? We are so fortunate we have all the evidence. Delete away, boys. Go ahead, delete away. We don't care. I will tell you how we're going to get our country back. The judges, the law of the United States of America. There were safety nets put in, safeguards. Donald Trump appointed over 300 judges and three Supreme Court judges. And you know what? Those judges every day are stopping your country from being absolutely demolished by now. It would have been demolished by now. Absolutely. I mean, everyone says, well, it's bad now. No, it would have been horrible. Look at that judge in Florida that got rid of the mask mandates. You'd still be wearing masks on airplanes till you couldn't even breathe. You know, it would be, and look at, there's judges down by the border that slowed, even though it's horrible, people pouring in. Judges have made rulings, and you don't hear about it in the news, to slow that. Judges, our attorney generals stopped the 100 people in your company. You all got to be like a drug addict and take 50 shots. Yeah, the judges have gotten braver, everybody. These preliminary injunctions and this evidence we have, we're going to get it finally before a judge. You journalists out there, you horrible, terrible journalists that won't print this, and I'm including each and every one of you, you're all as bad as Fox. You won't report out of this show tonight. None of you will say this. No judge in the United States of America, except for one in Antrim County, Michigan, where he's seen 7,000 votes flipped out of 15,000 people that voted, and he had all the evidence, but he chose not to rule on it. He was afraid to rule it. He just kicked it down the road. That was over a year ago. No judge in the United States has seen one little piece of evidence, not even a, you know, they haven't even seen this, Brandon, one little scrap. They have, but you know where they've seen it? Right here on Frank's speech. And they're sitting there going, oh, I hope that they don't bring a case before me. You know, or the judges that are out there, and I don't have to name no names, the ones that were involved back then, they were either compromised or in on it. And there's not, I have to believe that the judges of the United States, that they were afraid back then. They have families, they have, you know, and all it takes is, you're living with a pretty nice family, or even on set, seeing what's happening to everyone else around the country that spoke up or whatever, or made a ruling. Lawyers that actually did their job, got let go by the firms. One that I picked that just said, hey, yeah, we'll take your case. Boom, he's fired by his firm the next day, you know. All these things that went on, everybody, was out of fear. But we're over that now. Nobody's got fear anymore. Because you know what? You can look around you. They're trying to put fear back in everyone. The January 6th committee. Woo! Bring it on. I would love to come there. That is the biggest deflection I've ever seen. When the FBI rules a year ago on June 26th, there's no, yep, nothing to see here. Donald Trump and his supporters, we checked into it. We're the FBI, all clear. But yet Pelosi and company bring up January 6th. Why are they doing this? They're doing to put fear into people, because when these start going before judges and stuff, their little narrative, oh, look at these people going around the country with conspiracy theory. They're, people are going to be afraid to go out and vote, Brandon. They're not going to go vote because they know their vote don't count. Well, let me tell you something. That's another big lie. We're going to get rid of a lot of these machines, and I pray every single one. We have to, or we lose our country. But I will tell everybody this. One of the elections that just happened that wasn't corrupt, one of the few in this country of these primaries that wasn't corrupt, was Ken Paxton's runoff in Texas. Now, that everyone says, well, they don't want Ken Paxton. He's like a number one attorney general target in the country. Why don't they want Ken Paxton? He's an American hero. He saved Texas. He fought for our country before the 2020 election and won all 12 lawsuits. So you didn't have the garbage in Texas that you had in all these other states where 7 million ballots get mailed out. You can vote 6 months before the election starts. You know, no signature verification like Michigan. Whatever you do, don't verify the signatures. That was an order, Brandon, in Michigan. Don't validate the signatures. And they mailed out 7 million ballots. Wisconsin, 7 million people on the voter rolls, a state that has 5 million. I mean, these are all things that went on. Ken Paxton stopped that. Why didn't they steal Ken Paxton's position in the runoff? Well, here's why, Brandon. You want to know?
Why?
Because he was a 42-point favorite. They, one poll tried to lie and said he was a 5-point favorite, and it got squashed. You know, the polling, the people wouldn't even believe that. It was so disproportionate that if they stole it, which they, you know, people would go, you know, this is crazy. We better look into these machines because we still have track till you know what I mean, to check that out. And remember, the stuff they stole now, the clock ticks again. They have to preserve that. So these guys don't stop. It didn't stop at the 2020 election. Every single election, it's a selection, everybody, not an election. Selection. Let's see, who do we want to win here? Let's see, I got my ballot. You know, they sit in the room. Let's see. We got, I got Trump, Biden on this one. Well, we'll give Trump this, Biden this. Let's see. Let's go for this Martin here, Cohen. It's a selection. Now we just type in the computer. Boom, there we go. Election over. Now you think of all the billions of dollars wasted in campaigns when it's a selection.
Oh, my.
But it's not. It's just, it's disgusting. But I'll tell you, everybody, there's just so much hope. You know, everyone says, well, Mike, you're talking about the same thing every night. There is only one thing to talk about. You lose everything else. I'm telling you, with that Paxton thing gave me hope. All of you need to get out and vote as much as you think. Just like Donald Trump overran the algorithms of the machines. He overran the algorithms. That's why they had to stop everything on November 4th. All the states had to stop because it was running out of track. When it runs out of track, it's over. The race ends. And you ran out of names to take. Like in Florida, they ran out of names, Brandon. They stole 1 million votes, just shy of 1 million in Florida. They ran out of phantom voter names. You still have to have a name to go with the on the ballot, right? Whether
right.
It's a dead person, whether it's a person that doesn't live there. Let me give you an example where they ran out of names, too, and when they had to backfill. That was the state of Arizona. Right in the audit, everybody, 27,000 names were used twice and three times and even four times. Mm. So the computer, what are we going to do? Let's just throw some names in there. They're never going to do an audit, you know, because we're gonna attack everyone in the United States that says this was fraud. We are going to attack. Don't worry. No one will ever get to an audit. But those brave people in Arizona, they kept clawing. And those were legislatures, everybody. Those were the only ones in this country that fought as a group, and they fought. And you still had one Republican down there that didn't, that was a coward, traitor, compromised. I forget his name, but all through the thing, or they would have got it done a lot faster. You know, they were always going through Republicans to get to open up the machines, which nobody, remember this, everybody, no machines, they got to look inside Antrim County, Michigan, except for all the evidence we now have that's all over there. Since that, back then, nobody got to see those machine companies that say, hey, come on in, let's see. You telling us it was a stolen election? Come on, have your cyber guy take a little look here. No, we just seen Dominion down in Louisiana. They showed their face. And ESNS showed their face. They're never going to show you what's inside the machine. All these lawsuits, my lawyers say, well, Mike, what a great thing, your lawsuits. They have to, in discovery, you're going to see everything. No, we're not. Dominion, the way all the machines go, they'll probably just bankrupt themselves. Everybody will scatter like rats. And then you got another machine company over here. Remember, they're all related. ESNS sold to Dominion because they were becoming a monopoly out of Omaha, Nebraska. All these computer and machine companies, they're all tied in. The algorithm runs through it. You think they make all their money just selling machines? How about selling your country? How about selling your country to a candidate? Hey, how much you give me if you win? How much you want, Brandon? What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be a senator?
No.
What do you want to be, Brandon?
I don't want to be
you
a senator.
You want to be a state senator? Would you like to be you want to be president? We got a new title. A new one.
No,
Joe Biden, would you like to be president of the United States and never have to campaign? How about that? Would you like that, Joe? Of course she did. Loved it. Well, there's my opening. What do they call that? Opening monologue?
Your opening monologue.
Yeah, that's my opening monologue tonight, everybody. I'm going to do that every night. Now we're going to have opening monologue. We're going to have Sheriff Mack on. And I want to tell everybody. I want to tell everybody. Hold on here. I'm getting some news. Big news. There are more validations. It's just awesome. It keeps coming in. We have a. So right now, everybody, as we move closer to August 20 and 21st, everybody, you need to all get the word out. I'm telling you, there's nothing more important right now than telling everyone about the Frank Speech and Frank Social app. We're on the App Store. We're on Roku TV. Brandon, we've got to get as many people as we can here. Everybody, you all need to get here so we can communicate. The communication we get when these wins start coming in, these lawsuits start winning, if the mainstream media is not going to report them, they don't even report the preliminary injunctions that have been done that are going on. All the evidence that was put into the preliminary injunction, they're specific to every state too. You know, Cheryl's not going to write about that. She's watching right now. It's her favorite show. She's watching right now. She's not going to write about that. Mike Lindell puts more evidence out. The evidence just keeps flowing. You know, save our country. You know, way to go. Who's going to look at it? You guys need to get people to get the Frank Speech app. And by the way, they're connected now. You just click on one, it'll send you over to the other one, the biggest, best media outlet ever right here in Frank Speech. And then you got the Frank Social over there. And it's like your Facebook. I believe it's the best Facebook setup ever. It's just awesome. And so you can communicate over there. But I want to thank everybody for your support before we bring on Sheriff Mack. You guys, use that promo code L77. We just set up here a special on Frank Speech today. Brandon, I want to pull them up because these are new specials we're putting up.
All right.
We're going to have specific specials that you can use that promo code on Frank Speech here that you can't even get at MyPillow.com or other platforms. But you can use the promo code L77 at MyPillow. You can use it here at the Frank Speech store. Or you can also use it at my store right now. That's all going to change as we get our coffee in. The My Coffee, this great entrepreneurs, where I went down, I'm drinking it right now. The best coffee, Brandon, I've ever drank in my life.
That's what you're drinking right now?
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely awesome. There's not that aftertaste. It's like a chocolate, you know, just like a smooth, thick. It's awesome. Organic, everybody. All the people love organic. That's organic, you know. What's not to love about not having chemicals, right?
That's right.
And we have 16 SKUs coming. The truck right now, everybody, If you see the MyPillow truck going through the United States right now, the truck, the MyPillow truck, I wish we'd have had a video of that, loaded up. We loaded up a load of the 1988 pillows, everybody, that Walmart canceled us on. Walmart, the horrible company Walmart. The 1988 pillows, that which you can get right here at Frank's Beach at, using promo code L77. That truckload is delivering a whole semi-load of those. Where, everybody? To Ollie's. Ollie's department store, or Ollie's stores. I didn't know about these stores. We don't have them in Minnesota. A chain of stores. They are awesome. They carry the MyPillow. They've really helped out because they stepped up. And we have a couple others we're going to announce. One of them's a grocery chain brand that just came on. 41 grocery stores is going to carry MyPillow now. Wow. They're popping up from around the country, and I want to thank them all that they've getting behind MyPillow and to save this country and help my employees. But if you see the MyPillow truck, it's got it on the side. It's our beautiful truck heading down. I believe the first stop is Texas at this Ollie's. And then it's heading over there. You're going to see it travel the country over to Florida to pick up my coffee. The first load of coffee coming north, everybody, and it's going to come to you. It is the best coffee you're ever going to find. Imagine it's like a micro brewery. I mean, they're so the due diligence that they did even to get that for their fields in Honduras and Colombia. Family owned, but this is like I'm into pillows and stuff. When I invented that, they basically took everything you'd ever want in a coffee and put it in a coffee. And I went there, did my due diligence. We're going to show a lot of clips of that next week. It was interesting watching, you know, the beans being roasted, the technique, how you don't want to burn the beans. Most coffees do, like all the chains do. Your big, we don't have to name them, like throw more lawsuits on the pile. But all the big chain of coffee cafes, that the reason they all taste the same is because they burn all the beans, so they have one distinct taste. And that aftertaste is horrible. You got to disguise it as a espresso or make it into a chocolate malt, all this stuff. You know, I want to drink coffee. You know, this coffee here, I had my gal, she drank it. She usually has cream or sugar. You can drink this, and you're going, whoa, that's, I don't have to disguise it. I love the taste of coffee. And anyway, so you can get what I was getting at, our support right here at Frank's Beach. Can you pull it up, Ren? There it is, the sandals, everybody. These are the new sandals of MyPillow. They're like normally $80. The comparable, they're almost $100 to the brands out there. I don't have to name them. But one thing these have that no other sandal has is the patented gel technology. Remember, that gel is made in Wisconsin. It's another entrepreneur. This stuff is an impact gel. It's actually one of the components is soybeans. And you can literally put the impact, it just spreads out the impact. It's like my slippers. You can walk and you feel it. You can walk them in all day. You just don't even realize you have them on. They're amazing. So we have what the sandals and the slides, and it's just amazing. $39.98. Now these, we're putting them on sale here at Frank's Beach at the store here. Use promo code L77. Go down one more, Brad. We'll show one more before we bring on Sheriff Mag. There it is, people. This is the lowest price of any mattress topper I've ever sold in history. Pull it down a little bit. You see this queen size. Everybody knows price of mattress. $159.99 with promo code. The regular price, $400. I actually met with my patented, the technology that goes into these, Brandon. The guys were here. They're from Massachusetts. The factory there, I don't make those here in Minnesota. That factory, these guys, everything is 100% U.S. made with the mattress topper. The technology's on there. I don't even have time to go through them. It will turn every bed into the best bed you'll ever sleep on for your, you know, where your pillow helps your delta sleep or your REM sleep. The topper helps what's called delta sleep. And we don't have time to talk about it, but I'm telling you that you would take, I don't care if it's a brand new bed and it's just not right, like you felt, like you laid on the store, you put this on there, it's a game changer. Lowest price in the history of MyPillow tonight. This was just put up 1 hour ago. So I wanted to get those two out there. Go down one more quick. There's the slippers, $49.98. That once those are gone, they're gone. Those are the those are the sale on slippers we're putting out that you save $90. Go down one more. I just want to get to one more. And there's the 1988 pillows that Walmart, thank you all right now that have taken advantage of this. That's what Walmart would have got. Shame on Walmart. Part of cancel culture. Remember, their chairman, we played it right here on Frank's speech. Chairman was colluding with Hunter Biden. We got the phone call in 2018 to get rid of Donald Trump. How much would it cost? And he has all the ties to China. Disgusting, Walmart, but we don't need you anymore. Bye-bye. All right, is the sheriff with us?
Yes, Sheriff Mack, welcome to the Lindell Report with Mike Lindell. Sheriff?
Wow, what an amazing lineup. Mike, Brandon, and Mack.
Glad to have you with us.
Well, it's my privilege. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. I know. And thanks for inviting me to your event. I know we talked last week. I first found out about it. It's so amazing because I thought everyone's been asking me that watch the 2,000 meals. Well, what are we going to do with all those people that committed felonies right on camera, on government cameras? And you know who they are because your phone, you know. Before I let you talk, though, I want to say this to everyone. Remember, everybody, on national TV, corrupt Bill Barr says, did you watch 2,000 meals? He made a joke out of it, and his joke was a cell phone where people can walk by or whatever, walk by. No, these people were pinged right up to dropping the boxes. I told everybody, Sheriff, my cell phone I've lost twice in the fields of South Dakota, in wheat fields or in cornfields. And just devastated. Well, all I do is pick up, call my IT person. She does the old tracking, and within an inch, I pick my phone up. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, the technology that they show even in the movie is solid burners and stuff. So what's your event about down there? It's this Tuesday. What are you all going to do down there?
Well, we're bringing in sheriffs from all over the country because I have said, Brandon knows this. I've been on with Brandon for the last 3 or 4 years. What we have claimed all along is that the sheriffs can stop all the unconstitutional CDC and Biden mandates. They can stop all the abuse of the IRS, the FDA, the USDA, all these other bureaucracies that think they're a power unto themselves, that have no oversight from Congress, that the ultimate power is in the sheriff in every county, and he's the one, as my book says, the county sheriff, America's last hope. And if we're going to restore liberty in America, it's going to be county by county, one good sheriff at a time, working with his citizens to reestablish our Constitution as the supreme law of the land, county by county. Washington, D.C. is not the solution. They have been allowing all these abuses for years. And I will shout out to William Barr. Mr. Barr, you came out and you told the American people that Donald Trump was wrong, that there was no evidence of voter fraud in 2020. Well, there was in 2018, and there was in 2016, and there was in 2022 right now. But the thing of it is, whether he was or not, can you show me, sir, the investigation you conducted to prove to the American people that there was no voter fraud, or if there was, as all you crooks say, that it wasn't enough to change the election. Please show me the documentation and the investigation. We now have sheriffs doing what you should have done because you lied to the American people because you never conducted an investigation.
Can you show us, Sheriff? Can you point to where some sheriffs are starting to give subpoenas or search warrants or arrest people? Because you have some sheriffs doing that now. Can you point to them?
Yes, I can. I can point to Southwest Arizona. I was sheriff in Southeast Arizona, Graham County. Yuma County, Sheriff Wilmot has already 16 search warrants and subpoenas, and he's already arrested three people, two of which, one owned a... is the owner of a nonprofit where usually, I don't know if it's in this case, but that's where the mules who go and stuff the ballot, the receptacles, That's where they go get paid, is at the nonprofit. So Sheriff Wilmot in Yuma County has already made two arrests. They've already pled guilty, and they're supposed to be turning state's witness, which we
See that you bring up a good, you know, you bring up a good point there, Sheriff. The sheriff I remember in Racine County, Wisconsin, he was
sheriff
very
Payton,
bold.
He'll be there Tuesday.
He will. I want to meet him. Yeah. How awesome was the investigation? The recommended charges against the crook, the crooked WEC of Wisconsin.
Six officials.
Yeah, six public officials. But he went out with courageous and did it. And you know what? I want to talk to him and say, I promise what he did will not be in vain. Because you know what? What a shame that Robin Voss basically has shut down Wisconsin single-handedly. There's an example of a politician that is either a coward, a traitor, or both, or in on it. One of the three. He is single-handedly. When you do an investigation and then he... the guy you paid to do the investigation, Gableman, and this is after Racine, everything locks in together. The crooked WEC, Gableman does his investigation, and he recommends decertifying Wisconsin. And what does Robin Voss do? Oh, no. We don't need you anymore for the investigation. Shut it down. We're not going to pay him. We don't want to hear a thing about it. And it's disgusting. But I don't want that to discourage it. I don't want that to discourage any sheriffs out there because you are exactly right. You are right.
Well, this is why we're having the event, and I'm so glad you're coming. So that you and the American people are welcome to come, and I believe we're going to have a lot of people there. But this is the thing. You can come and witness for yourselves the sheriffs that are already all over this now, especially because, and this culminates a lot of work that you've done, and I don't want to ignore that. However, now we've had it spelled out for us. There's a smoking gun here in 2,000 Mules. And Catherine Engelbrecht will be there, and Greg Phillips will be there, and Sheriff Mark Lamb will be there. Tina Peters from Colorado will be there. Now, there's another story for you. And Joey Gilbert will be there from Las Vegas, who ran for governor. And this is really an amazing dichotomy and irony that and this is a mistake that Trump has made, that the very person that won the Republican primary was endorsed by Trump, and he's the current sheriff in Clark County. And now his opponent is declaring fraud in this election, and he wants it investigated, and the guy that should be calling for the investigation is the one that beat him through this, according to Joey Gilbert, through cheating. Now that same sheriff was endorsed by the very president who's been screaming about voter fraud ever since, but yet this guy still took Trump's endorsement. So you either believe in Trump or you don't, Sheriff Lombardo. You going to conduct a proper investigation on this, which he would be required to call in an outside investigator, probably from the state, and have them do it because he obviously has a conflict of interest.
Now you're talking about Nevada?
That's it.
Clark County, you know, I spent in my book, I spent some time in that jail. I got a lot of stories I could tell you about Clark County Jail. Back then it was very corrupt, but I hope that's changed.
You're an amazing example to a lot of people, Mike, and I appreciate that you've been so bold in letting people know about how you beat the greatest evil in the world, and that is drug addiction.
Well, thank you. And why with that, I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you have anybody out there that's in addiction, go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. Tell them to go there. It's free. It's online. I set it up a couple years ago, and it really does work. Doesn't that surprise you that sheriffs it doesn't surprise me because it kind of blows your mind. They'll take the president's endorsement, and then all of a sudden, when they can show, let's see you need to help us look at this. And then they go, no, nothing to see here. Politicians and, you know, sheriffs, it doesn't matter. And then you got to look at that going, why wouldn't you show us or why wouldn't you do this? That's what I always say. There's something wrong there, you know.
Right.
There's something very wrong there, and they need to step up.
And really, Mike, why wouldn't the Democrats want us to investigate this so that they can prove how stupid all the Republicans are? and especially Trump. They can prove through criminal investigations that Trump was out to lunch. But no, they don't want to. In fact, in Arizona, they sued, the Democrats sued to stop the audit of the vote in Maricopa County.
Well, that's easily explainable because you got in 2018, the movie Kilche, every Democrat, including corrupt Harry Hershey, who is a cyber guy, said, hey, we can't use machines. We Kamala Harris, my own Amy Klobuchar, we can never use machines. We got to do paper. Well, when they're on the side of a fixed foot, fixed game, they don't hear. Their moral compass goes right out the window. We don't want it, you know, because, you know, they, when I say they that did this, and I firmly believe this, and we will get to the bottom of who they are. I believe it's China's involved. I believe it's a deep state. I believe it's uniparty people that are selected. We know that just by Georgia, the crooked Brad Raffensperger, he's 100% in on. I've done my own investigations. You know, a Democrat, I don't know if you know this, in Georgia. Now, if I'm a sheriff in Georgia, did you hear about the Democrat, this nice lady, her and her husband? She ran as three Democrats. She got zero votes in her own precinct. Zero.
Boy,
so they did an investigation. Yeah, her and her husband did. So they should have gave him at least two votes. That would have shut her up, right? So they did they did an investigation, and Brad Raffensperger says, well, I guess we're gonna have to look in the machines. They opened it up. They found 3,762 votes for her, and she went from third to first. And you know what he said? There was a programming error in the machines. And I want to say that all the stuff, the algorithms throughout Georgia I was just telling Brandon, now we have so much today that we're going to show on August 20th and 21st with the machines and the algorithms. What you have something very unique with 2,000 meals. Not this, it's about cameras. When you have cameras, government cameras, and people committing crimes, felonies, what's going to happen is, and you said it, I'm glad you just said that, as they get caught by these local sheriffs, they will roll. It's just like the old drug dealer bus, right? Yeah. They'll tell on the people above them and above them and above them, and then we're going to start arresting them from the bottom up. I love it.
Amen and amen. And so really this press conference is to expose more of the evidence, but it's also to expose the solution. Sheriffs don't need to ask permission from anyone to conduct this investigation. They are the head law enforcement officer in every county. They report only to the people, to the voters. And look, I was a sheriff for 8 years. I know this to be true. I've stood up to federal agents. I sued Bill Clinton and took him all the way to the Supreme Court, and I won. Sheriffs are the solution here. And what I'm really thrilled about is that the American people, and I hope a lot of the press, will show the truth that the sheriffs are the solution here. And it doesn't matter what the crime is, if it's public corruption or election fraud or government treason or criminality, the sheriffs are the answer. And this is why CSPOA is putting this on, along with True the Vote and you and other people who have stood up and had the courage to stand up and take our country back.
Well, everybody, this is this Tuesday at 12 p.m. here Central Time, 10 a.m. You guys are 10 a.m. in Las Vegas, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And they you guys start. We're gonna be live stream here, Brandon. Right?
That's right. We live streamed here. Yep.
Live stream here to the whole world, and we're gonna.
Lindell TV is going to cover it, so we're proud that you're doing that.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I want to say something too. There, I've been telling everyone, you know, that the judges too are gonna be. They're gonna be a big part of this because I believe the judges were in fear. Back, I believe even sheriffs. I want to tell you this, sheriff. I believe even sheriffs, you go back a year and a half, there was a little fear based with everybody.
Oh, no question.
And how would you like to be the first judge or the first sheriff that stepped out? That Racine County sheriff in Wisconsin, I mean, that was pretty brave because he did it pretty early on, you know.
There's one other before him. Darleaf, Sheriff Darleaf in Berry County, Michigan. He's been doing this for 16 months.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, God bless him. You know, see, those are heroes, everybody watching.
He'll shake his hand on Tuesday, too. He'll be there.
Okay, awesome. Well, they'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to meeting all the sheriffs. And this is one thing. When we have that event on August 20th and 21st, we're going to be educating people what they can do in all these things. Legislators, and I was even including sheriffs. You beat me to it. This is awesome because it needs to be done now. This is one thing that can be done right now, especially on the heels of 2,000 meals. These people, I'll tell you what, and if you're out there and you know you're on camera in 2,000 meals, I'm going to tell you all right now, I'm going to do a shout out to all you criminals. What you should do is turn yourself in to your local sheriff now and tell on the guys above you, and maybe you get a less crime. I've been telling them, Sheriff, we're a recycling country, I guess. So we're going to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars, the voting machines. So we're not, because those jails are going to fill up when all your sheriffs start arresting all these criminals and traitors to our country.
By the way, most importantly here, Mike, I need some slippers and some sandals.
You got it. I'll bring what size you wear.
13.
You've got 13. It. I'm going to write that down. Well, I'll bring some with
make
me on
sure
the plane.
Michelle tells
I'm coming
you to,
there.
Make sure Michelle tells you to bring them to Vegas.
I will do that. Well, I'm going to be coming. I'm actually going to be coming, everybody, from Alaska. Everybody, I'm leaving. Tomorrow night, I'm actually speaking in, Caitlin, where am I speaking tomorrow? What? Virginia Beach at an event there, a Clay Clark event. I'm speaking there tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern time. I'm on stage for a half hour. I guess Clay said, Brandon, Clay told Caitlin, I go over so much of my speaking time. He says, I'm just going to give Mike a whole half hour right out of the gate. and then everybody from there, I'm going right to Alaska for our real president, Donald Trump's rally up there. And everyone says, why Alaska? I'll tell you what, our president doesn't leave anybody behind. And remember, this happened in all 50 states. I get calls from Alaska all the time. I've never been to Alaska. I know my son was up there, lived up there for 2 years selling pillows. We used to do the fairs up there, but I'm looking forward to seeing Sarah Palin and it's going to be a great rally up there. I couldn't believe the event I think holds 5,000 in that event. And I said, what would they hold? Cause I didn't know they have that many people, but it sounds like everybody up there is going, there's going to be standing room only. I'll tell you that.
Sarah Palin.
What's that? Yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. She's going to be there.
Yeah. Okay, good.
He's going up to, he's backing her run. And there's one other one. Brandon, there's a couple that he's, when he's doing to get behind him that are running up there. Sarah's one of them. I don't know if you can check it out, and then we're coming right to Las Vegas. I'm really looking forward. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get in the day before. So maybe, Sheriff, we can talk to you, but even somewhat the day before. I want to meet all those sheriffs. Everyone I've just named, you're going, well, they're going to be there. Those are heroes of mine. Those were early heroes, everybody. Those were people that had courage. You got that guy, 16 months, the sheriff in Michigan. I mean, that's about as early as you can get. Those guys at Racine County Sheriff, I mean, boy, and that's an example. You know, I get asked the most, what can sheriffs do? And you just said it. I can't believe they have that much power. You know, I think the sheriffs just don't know. You know, there's so great sheriffs across
the country. And we do the training for sheriffs too, in the oath of office, the Constitution, the enforcement of the Bill of Rights, but their own power and where it comes from. And it's an amazing class. I'd like to have you see it someday. But I've been at the Clay Clark thing, but I've only got 15 minutes when I'm there, and I never go over.
Oh, there you go.
He's come right on the stage and tried to hook me off like that. I go, I'm not leaving. I told him, I said, I'm not going. Remember that, Brandon?
I do remember that. By the way, Trump
he goes, Mike, I was just bringing you a glass of water.
Trump has endorsed his Anchorage, Alaska rally July 9th, and he has endorsed, and he's going there for a campaign for U.S. House candidate Sarah Palin, U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Tishbaca, and Governor Mike Dunleavy.
Okay, I'll be endorsing all them three. I'll be endorsing them while I'm there. I love going to those rallies, Sheriff, because I get an opportunity to get up on the media stand because the media, you know, of course, Fox isn't there. They've gone Fox on everybody. They don't talk. You know, Fox has done more damage to our country by not talking about anything than all the other networks combined. But the other one, they stand up. I go right up on the media row there. And all right, who wants to talk? And you see all the ones that are like this. and then they, one of them will ask me a question. They get about a half hour answer. I love it. You know? Yeah. And they,
it'll be a pleasure to share the stage with you in Las Vegas. Again, folks, you're all welcome. And if you can't join us in person, follow it live stream on Lindell TV. And not only that, if you want to help financially, make a donation at cspoa.org, join the CSPOA posse, and become part of the solution. This cannot happen without you. We, the people, must be involved in this process with our sheriffs, taking back America, one good sheriff, one constitutional county at a time. And folks, we can do this. We've got proof it's working, and you can come and meet these sheriffs or watch them on Lindell TV when you hear them speak this coming Tuesday, 10 a.m., that Pacific time. So that would be 1 Eastern time. So come on out, be a part of this solution, this amazing, historic press conference that's going to bust
change
wide open.
World. It's going to change. It's going to help change the world, everybody. Everybody, that website to give money to, and you can all do it right now, is cspoa.org. CS, you see, it's right on the screen there, everybody. This is, you can't, remember, this is the back-to-back nights I brought you where you want to put your money to get the best bang for your buck to help save this country right here with Sheriff Mack and that group. I'm telling you, you're an answer and another answer to my prayers. I kept, you know, where do we go from here from the ground up? And I did not know that sheriffs have that much power. And we have people on the ground in every state, Sheriff, with our Cause of America. We're going to have them reach out to their sheriffs and reach out. I have people from Cause of America coming down.
Call your sheriff, get a relationship with your sheriff, and ask them to investigate election fraud in their county. Absolutely.
That is awesome. I wonder if you have subpoena power to open up those corrupt machines. Do you?
They have the power to confiscate those machines as part of their evidence. That's one problem that Sheriff Leaf got in Michigan. They said he couldn't touch him. And they said, there's part of my investigation. So you wait till you talk to Sheriff Leaf. You're not going
to
believe it.
I'll talk to him. I promise all the viewers, by the time I get back from Las Vegas, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a way for these machines. We'll gather them all up. We'll have them in every county. Here, look what's in this one. Look what's in this one. It'll be like pennies from heaven, Brandon. Well, thank you, Sheriff. Thank you. I'm looking forward. Everybody, tune in here. It's noon on Tuesday, one of the biggest, most historical events you're ever going to see. And thanks, Sheriff. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'll bring those slippers, size 13. I didn't forget.
And don't forget the sandals.
And the sandals. Write that
down. that's the Lindell Report, folks. Thanks for watching. Be sure to support Mike by going to L77 or MyPillow.com using the promo code L77. Go to FrankSpeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com, click on store, and you'll find all of these specials tonight. A lot of great specials, including the MyPillow sandals, the mattress topper, and so much more. Use that promo code at frankspeech.com, store L77, or MyPillow.com, either one. Thanks for watching. The Worldview Report begins right now. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.